Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 Dancing Pop 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 원더더와지 노바 보조주 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop Radio Australia
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia. G'day Australia, this is week 99 of Asian Pop Radio.
Did you just say week 99?
Week 99.
Oh my, that is amazing. This is part two of our top 20 countdown of 2014. We are counting down the songs, the 20 songs that made an impact on us this year.
Yes, and we're up to number 10 now.
Fantastic. Can I recap the songs with you? Top 20 to 11 from last week.
All right.
If you missed it, don't stress. You can go to our podcast, you can subscribe to us, and you can listen to last week's full episode. Podomatic.com and iTunes. All right, let's go. Number 20, Agnes Monica was there. Timbaland track with Coke Bottle from Indonesia.
Number 19 was Heart Attack by Vamp, and they are from Thailand.
Number 18 was one of our Myanmar girls, Amoon, the lead singer who went solo with a song that she covered from ZZ Top with Cheap Sunglasses.
Number 17 was by BAP, but we're disputing the name, so we'll just call it Angel.
Number 16, Gotta Be You, it's 21 from Korea.
And number 15 was a bunch of chicks that live in my bungalow, SNSD, with Mr. Mister.
In Your Dreams. At number 14, it's a bunch of guys that don't live in your bungalow. It's Oppas with Hangover from Taiwan.
Number 13 was straight out of Japan, the Shooting Star Girls with Senku Rider.
Nice. Where are we? Number 12.
Yes.
Can you tell us?
A Jade Up, only Korean Jesus can judge me.
Excellent. And number 11
was Morning Musume 14 with Beyond Time and Space. And I've just realised that maybe that song should have been at number 14.
Number 14, what are you saying?
Because it's called Morning Musume 14, as in 2014.
Ah, okay.
But it came
at
11.
You're confusing us all, Trav. Station Pop Radio Australia, right across the Community Radio Network. Can't believe it's week 99. I think before we keep crapping on any further, we should get to number 10. I'm excited to see that an Aussie, you decided that an Aussie should make it to the top 20 at number 12 with Jade Up, and now we've got a second Aussie.
There's more Aussies.
At number 10. I know, it's exciting. Aussie Asians making waves
on
the world scene.
And this Aussie is getting to strength. When we first met him, he was just a humble lad.
Yeah.
He came out to dinner with us.
Mighty talented.
Yes.
He opened Soulfest at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. He has been...
So how's that, Australia? Come from Asian Pop Radio to Soulfest.
He's been doing countless touring through Singapore, Malaysia, sellout gigs everywhere. He's an absolute gun. It's Drew Chen with Turnarounds on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
And he's going to intro it.
And he's going to intro it himself.
Yep.
Oh, you Drew. Aren't you such a great guy?
What's up? This is Drew Chen, and you're listening to Turnaround on Asian Pop Radio.
Follow us, Asian Pop Radio.
There you go on your own, and you know place to go. Will you find peace of mind after all we've been through? Then you slip past the block down the lonely avenue. Then you find nothing left in your heart, nothing true.
It's our homeboy, Drew Chen, with Turnaround on Asian Pop Radio Australia. I love that song. If there's like one artist that we play on Asian Pop Radio Australia, every time I listen to it, I can't help but just start singing along to it. And, you know, I love his high pitch. He's just got such a broad
spectrum.
Ability.
He's a spectrum.
Like, he does it better than me.
A couple of weeks actually after we played it, I was at home watching a music channel show that we have in Australia called Rage.
Yeah, Rage.
The start of that song came on, and you know how it takes a few seconds for the name to come up? I'm just like, no, it is. It's Drew Chen.
Fantastic. All right, number 10 on our top 20 countdown of 2014.
Where I was going to go with that? Well, guess where I'm going next.
Oh, dear. Kimberly Chen.
Oh, I better not say too much, but Kimberly Chen.
She's your favorite.
She's my favorite.
You chat to her on Facebook. You're old friends now.
Possibly.
She sometimes replies.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that, but...
The restraining order and all that.
But basically, the song title will tell you about our relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, Melbourne girl, went overseas, made it big, and now she's back. She gave us an English song to play, and it's fully one of my favourite songs of the year, because it's about me.
Yep. I loved you I love you before it was cool.
That's the one.
Oh my God, let's just play it. Asian Pop Radio.
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
I love you before it was cool, but I don't think I love you.
Thomas's favourite lady, Kimberly Chan, on Asian Pop Radio Australia. I Love You Before It Was Cool. And it's such a nice melodic song, isn't it? Got a nice summery film clip.
I remember when we played it this year, I tried to sing the chorus bit and you edited it out of the show.
Which one?
One big room full of whack nips.
I thought she says full of white witches. It doesn't say white witches. Isn't that what she says?
She's singing about Biggie Smalls, mate.
Really? Aw, my brothers would be hanging their heads in shame at the moment. They were Biggie fans. It is Asian Pop Radio Australia, our top 20 countdown of 2014. We're counting down the Asian Pop songs that we thought were of value to the community.
And these are value to the community, because it's taken me so long to contrive these in an order that was sufficient to everybody's
keep everyone happy.
Approval.
We do have 25 people a part of our group now. It's hard to like make sure that we're keeping everyone happy, and as well at the same time making sure that you guys listening at home are happy with what we've done. So please let us know. You can Facebook us, tweet us at Asian Pop Radio Australia, and we were going to say our hashtag was APRA Top 20. APRA Top 20. Tell us what you think. Use the hashtag so we can respond to you.
I'm going to count these hashtags.
Answer the hate mail. Number eight. We're moving on to number eight. We've played him a few times during the year. This is a dude that was in a very popular boy band from Vietnam.
These guys happened to be
365 The Band,
who were number one last year on our chart.
Number one on our chart, weren't they, with Get On The Floor?
Yeah.
They just impacted us more than probably any Asian pop act.
They were basically with us the whole of last year.
They really were. They pretty much helped launch us in Vietnam.
Yeah.
When they, I think we had something like 400 likes on our Facebook page before we interviewed them. When we interviewed them, we jumped to like 1,000. We had kids from Vietnam like contacting us every day saying, thank you for supporting our group. You guys are awesome. Like, we appreciate it. Thanks for sharing V-pop in Australian way. We're going to do what we absolutely can, the best we absolutely can, to support V-pop on our show, because it doesn't get supported elsewhere in Australia.
We will make a concert in Footscray.
I
for
can't
all the boys.
Wait for that. I love living
hosted
in Footscray.
Hosted by Franco Kotso.
Franco Kotso in Brunswick and Footscray.
Maybe, maybe not. So Tronny, of course, one of the members, the rapper of the group, moved on. But this was his G-Dragon-esque track. A bit of a copy of Crayon, I think
it's
we thought it might have been.
It's just a complete banger.
It really is an awesome song. The song's called Light It Up. It features in our intro because it was that good. Here he is, Tronny on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello, this is 365 and you are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Keep up to date 24/7. Asian Pop Radio Australia on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram and Quickie. What's up? La, light it up. Và màn đêm buông xuống bao trùm tất cả trong đêm đen. Không còn cùng phải tay anh đã mất cảm giác này, đầy đầy thân quen. Một mình anh, một mình có phải giờ nó trôi xa. Phải xóa những cái ước mà anh đã vấp ngã. Để cho anh luôn đứng vững nơi cao nhất, nơi mà chỉ có anh và những homie cùng vang câu ca. Đêm nay ta cùng nhau bay, ta vẫn ở đây cùng nhau bay cả ngày hay. Đêm nay ta cùng nhau say, ta vẫn ở đây cùng nhau say cả ngày hay. Anh đã đứng trên sân khấu, anh là superstar. Có hay đi một chút nhưng mà kể người ta như là chi ra gần, anh sẽ chơi thay. D-R-O-N-I with the E, it's me, I'm free, I like to party. Get naked, let's go to party. Everybody get your crazy.
We'll be right back. There it is, number 8 on our top 20 countdown of our favourite Asian pop tracks of 2014. That's Tronny from Vietnam, former group member of 365, the band with Light It Up. Lit up our airways.
G-Dragon's favourite song of the year.
Might have been. All right, number 8. Let's go on to number 7.
Okay.
Tell us about
seven.
It.
Number 7 is an alternative female pop slash rock slash torture group from Japan.
What torture group?
Called BIS.
BIS.
Who started in about 2011. This is one of our ex-members' favourite bands, Tyson. Hi, if you're listening.
Hi, Ty.
And sadly, this year they disbanded, but...
Oh, yeah.
And he was pretty upset about that. He had a few tanties in the old office here.
Yeah.
We all heard about it.
We all got a bit sad.
But the song was bloody unreal.
It was really a year of disbanding for the Japanese performers, right?
And these chicks kind of are anti-pop, like they do weird stuff on stage, like it's just
That's
freaky
right.
that.
They were rebelling, yeah.
And this single, they'd never done, like, you know how AKB and that do songs on the beach in like bikinis and fly around? They go, this is our last song, we're going to do it for you guys, so
That's right,
brace yourselves. And they're on the beach, they can't even, they're just washing around.
Let's set the scene. They're not the kind of model types you'd usually expect to see in a girl band that are running around in bikinis. And that was the beauty of it.
Yeah.
All right, here they are with Final Dance on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Thank you.
this Final Dance number 7.
Not to be confused with the 90s Euro electric pop group called BIS.
Wow.
They sung the Powerpuff Girls song.
You just did that.
Yes.
Wow. But it is our top 10 songs of 2014.
And that song certainly deserved to be in the top 10. I wanted it higher, but there has some pretty powerful songs coming out.
We really do. All right, let's go to number 6. Look, this man is just a leader in K-pop. He's been a little bit quiet for the last couple of years, but he is back this year. He came back with this track.
He came to Melbourne.
To Melbourne.
Running Man.
He did.
There was about 10,000 kids in our city chasing this
really
man
was.
Around the street, and they just were cool about it.
I was sick off work. I was literally sick for the week, and I was hoping that I'd be at work so I could run down the Bourke Street Mall and go see all the Running Man action. But no, I couldn't get off the couch, and I was so disappointed. All these K-pop stars were literally running around the city, and we didn't get a chance to see him. Of course, they went to Brisbane as well, like the Gold Coast or something, Cairns.
They went to Tassie. I can't remember. Yeah.
But they went to Queensland. They went to Victoria. They even made it up to the old
Sovereign Hill.
Yeah, made it up to Sovereign Hill, where the gold rush really kicked off in Australia a few years back, 1998.
Not that he needs the money. It was just part of Running Man.
Of course, we're talking about Rain. Rainism, Mr. Rainism himself. He came back with a song called Dirty Sexy, a bit of a play on Dirty Sexy.
Looks pretty good for a dirty 30.
He looks amazing for 30.
He is so good. While he was in the army, he managed to somehow film a movie and release it.
Okay. Let's just go to the track. Asian Pop Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. It's not that hard. While you're there, go to YouTube, subscribe to us there. do everything you can to just immerse yourself in Asian pop radio. Hashtag APRA family.
If I don't see some likes, no one's getting free photo cards. I'm telling you that.
Wow, that's a threat and a half. All right, let's go to our top five songs of 2014. One OK Rock, Mighty Long Road. Tell us about it. Why? Number five. Explain yourself.
Hi guys, Cassandra here. I'm one of the online media content providers for APRA, and I'm here to introduce the next song in our top 20. It's one of my personal favourites and one of the best J-rock bands going around at the moment. Hopefully we get to see them out in here in Australia soon. It's 1OK Rock with Mighty Long Fall on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
It's our top 20 countdown of 2014 on Asian Pop Radio Australia, J-John. And this week in the studio, I have our music director, Jedi Scarf.
Hello, J-John. Hello, Australia.
Cool. Number five. on the countdown.
That was
1OK Rock.
Yes. We've played that.
Interesting. Let's go to number four. Sunmi.
Sunmi.
This is the member of popular Korean girl group Wonder Girls. It's been a couple of years. They disbanded in 2012, right?
They're on a long hiatus.
Yes, because one of the leaders went and got married, and we're like, oh my god, is this the end of the Wonder Girls? Well, the short answer was pretty much yes for the time being, right?
Yeah.
But one of the members left a couple,
like 3 years before to go to finish school.
Yeah, of course, Sunmi. And she released her own track, did she?
She released
in 2014?
Like a mini album.
Okay, cool. Where did she leave?
To go get a higher education.
Okay.
So if the old pop star trick doesn't work, you can fall back on a job that gives you some money so you can eat and pay rent.
It's not something that the Asian pop stars always think of, is it? Because you kind of get, like, just spend all your time immersing yourself in training and doing this and doing that and being a robot.
And getting whipped.
No, that doesn't happen. No. But you've got to have an escape plan, right? You've got to have a backup. We all do.
I don't.
That was her backup.
This is my backup.
This is
the backup of my life.
This is why I'm stressed, because I need to make it work for you. I'll be okay. I'll be all right. I've got an architect. No, that's terrible. All right.
All right, this song is called Full Moon. It's the title track off her album, and it was the second song released off it, the first with a video.
Okay, yeah.
And it's featuring one of the chicks from the new girl group that JYP has to replace the Wonder Girls.
No, we didn't say replace. Let's say we didn't say replace.
So they're still pre-debut, but I know a lot about them, obviously, because they're a girl group.
Yep, sure.
So I study a lot.
Yep.
And it's actually the rapper from the group, Lena, and she is very good. The song's produced by the Brave Brothers, you know, Brave Sound.
Yep.
And the track is banging.
Bingo, bingo, bingo.
That's basically why it's in the top five, because you can't say no.
All right,
plus,
number four.
It's nice to have some Wonder Girls taste in your chart.
Exactly. Let's just play it on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Hey.
The first collaboration of JYP and Brave Sam. Yes, sir. Here comes the song.
Can You Believe It? We're at number four already. Sun Mi with a Full Moon on Asian Pop Radio Australia. These are the songs that we said made an impact in 2014. Trav, correct? Agreed. Hashtag agreed. Hashtag APRA family.
I say the flip of the coins were in some people's favour.
I have to say here and now, having a look at the top three, I'm pretty happy with it. I'm especially happy with the number one song. I can't wait for us to get to it. So now we're going to the number three, SK48. Just totally ruined that. Who had something to do with choosing this track at number three, Escape?
Basically, it's my track.
Fine. You want to tell us about it?
It is from the Janken Tournament song by AKB48.
Explain to people listening that aren't familiar what this whole Janken thing is.
Janken is basically, you go into a stadium, you enter a ballot, you go through some playoffs, and it's a big game of rock, paper, scissors, and the winner get their own song.
Okay, good, cool. Number three on the countdown, Asian Pop Radio. SKE48, Escape on Asian Pop Radio Australia. I always get so confused with AKB48, SKE48, JKT48. We are down to the top three songs of the 2014 countdown.
And at number three, just heard one by SKE48.
Yep, Escape.
The only AKB-affiliated band in the top 20.
Yep.
And there was a big reason behind that, and basically...
Yeah.
It was because all their songs were shit.
Oh, really? Wow, that's a personal opinion there by Travis.
They are my favourite group.
They are, yeah.
And I...
Disappointed.
Yes. What did you do?
Wow, there you go.
To me.
Let's see what 2015 has to bring to the table.
Well, they've just released a song like It's Mad, and yeah. It would have made this chart, but, you know,
Oh, hopefully it still makes an impact right through December and January.
I'll be playing it twice before this year's out, don't you worry.
All right, this is the band that we said was part of the top 20 countdown earlier on. They're at number 16 with their track Gotta Be You. We're, of course, talking about 21 with Come Back Home. What an amazing song.
This just made my
Come
life.
Come Back Home.
This song made my life when it came out.
What was that?
I actually paid for the album. It wasn't getting sent for like 2.5 weeks, so I downloaded it off iTunes.
Yep.
And just played it in a row, plays track through track. It just got better and better and better. I swear I had to sit down.
You know, a couple of years ago, you'd go overseas, you'd go to Asia, and all you hear was Nobody by the Wonder Girls. And I think this was one of those songs that anywhere you'd go in Asia in 2014, you heard this song.
No, I reckon.
For sure. I was even last night in G2 Korean bar down in the CBD, and this was playing in the background. I'm like, this is making my kimchi even more exciting. 21. Can't complain.
Now I'm just going to spray paint everything and use baseball bats.
Yeah. Cool. Do it the YG way. All right, here we are. 21 with Come Back Home, number 2 on our countdown, which means number 1 is next. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia, JHI on the and Jedi Scuff.
Yeah, 돌아.
that was number two on our top 20 songs of 2014. Our most favorite Asian pop songs of the year. Can you believe it? We chose 21 at number two. Come Back Home. I think people might be a little disappointed. There's a lot of 21 fans out there.
But there's an irony there because it's 21. It starts with a two and ends with a one. So you can only put it at the start of the two and at the end of the one. You can't put it at number
one. Gee, how long did it take for you to think of that?
Oh, I'm very smart.
You're very smart, man.
Well, last week I wasn't very smart. Now I've studied hard. Listen to me.
Yeah.
And I've learned basic mathematics. I'm now smarter than Rena from AKB48.
Well, there you go. Points to you. That's a plus. Okay, so we want to hear what you have to say about our countdown, the songs we've chosen. Make sure you've hashtag APRA top 20. 20.
And if
so
you do
APRA
that,
APRA top 20.
I will personally like your tweet.
Fantastic. That's great.
That will
That's
require me
spirit.
To actually be active on Twitter. And that is a scary thing to do because I accidentally followed a billion people.
We want to hear what you have to say. Any feedback is... we like to hear what you have to say about our music playlist each week. And we want you to be involved. Recommend songs. So make sure you follow us on Facebook too. fb.com/AsianPopRadio. Chat to us. We love to say hi and share some, you know, share what's going on in the world. All right, let's get to the business end of the top 20. So let's recap the top 10. We had at number 10, Drew Chen with Turnaround. Travis.
Number 9 was the beautiful Kimberly Chen with I Loved Travis Before It Was Cool.
At number 8 we had Light It Up by Tronny, former member of 365 The Band.
At number 7 we had the final ever song from Biss, ironically called Final Dance.
At number 6 we had Rain with Dirty Sexy. Dirty Sexy.
He's very sexy.
He is.
At number 5 we're back in Japan with 1OK Rock, who are just rocking our world with the Mighty Long Road.
Number 4, Sunmi with Full Moon.
Featuring Lena of 6mix, because we have to mention 6mix, because I'm not getting paid to say 6mix.
No, you're not.
Six.
You're really not. You're not getting paid for
six
shit.
6mix. JYP 6mix.
Number 3?
Number 3 was SKE48 Escape.
Number 2, we had Come Back Home, you just heard him, 21.
And at number 1,
we have the greatest
song of my whole year, because I have not got bored of this song and it came out a while ago.
Yeah, this is just absolutely amazing.
Probably the best clip as well, besides maybe 21.
What did you like mostly about the clip?
That I could eat them.
All right, so the girls are dancing around on basically this massive, huge conveyor belt. It's like a sushi train, and they are the dishes. They are dressed as different types of sushi
and condiments.
Oh my god, it was such a crack up.
I think some channel banned it in Korea because it was just like, you can't eat that.
It was
Yes, you can. It was pretty,
you know, it was on the risque side. It wasn't completely raunchy, but it was suggestive. It was like a good K-pop
group. That's what this band does.
Yeah.
Just out there stuff.
They're kind of doing things in like a J-pop style, right?
Yeah.
We're, of course, talking about Orange Caramel with the number one song of 2014.
Catalina.
Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah.
Cantalena.
With my baby, Nana.
Orange
my
Caramel.
My other baby, Lizzie.
Orange Caramel.
And her baby, Rena.
The song that the hashtag APRA family have chosen as the number one song of the top 20.
And if
countdown.
They didn't, bugger them.
Yeah, they'll still be over next week, I'm sure. Look, thank you so much for joining us for our 99th show, for both the last week's show and this week's show. The top 20 countdown has been a lot of fun. Travis, thank you for choosing the music every week.
That is not a problem.
And we want you to be part of all the action next week. Our show next week is a best of episode, which looks back over everything from the last 100 weeks of Asian Pop Radio.
Maybe even some before that.
I have saved every second of our show every week for the last 100 weeks, and I'm going to be going scouring through things, and I'm going to be replaying some of our favorite parts. You might hear our interview with CN Blue, BAP, 4 Minute, Drew Chen, 365, Jun and Will. Oh, who else did we interview? Leo, Eric Nam, Ms. Nina.
Every single member of AKB48.
Busco, Samo. So much on offer. So many things happened over the last 100
you
weeks.
You might even hear 365 do an interview from a toilet.
It. Wow, you might. That would be
remember
really
that?
I don't remember that. Did that happen? Until next week, thank you so much for joining us for our 99th week. It's been fun having you. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes. And remember to support HelloKpop.com because they support us.
And like my page.
Asian Pop Radio.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.